Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 49th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
They part their ways. Jacob goes to Succoth and he builds booths for his cattle, for his sheep. Booths literally are temporary shelters. We think of them as pens and all. And why would you do that? Because you're going to stay there a little while. Okay, you're not going to build booths if you're going to just keep traveling like a nomad. He decided he's going to stay there for a short little while. So he builds something temporary. These are temporary. We use them like cow pens or something to hold the cow, the sheep and all. That's what he had done. And he's going to stay there a short while to rest. Well, after that, it gets really interesting. And Jacob came to Shalem, a city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan, when he came from Padan-Aram and pitched his tent before the city. Remember somebody else who pitched his tent before the city? What was his name? Lot. Remember what happened to Lot? Pitched his tent before the city. Went long, he was in the city. Before that, he was with the city. And he judged the city. Well, and nothing good came out of that. Well, we're going to find out in the next chapter that nothing good came out of him stopping in Shechem. Talking about Jacob. He pitched his tent toward the city. Let me finish reading this chapter and I'll give you my notes here. Now, on the surface, this sounds great, man. He's obeying God. He's left. God said, get into the land that I've called thee. Remember there in Genesis 31, I want you to come back. He got his wives and his children and all the cow. He's coming back. He's finally in the Canaan, but he wasn't where God wanted him. We're going to see that in just a minute. On the surface, it looks good. He pitched his tent toward the city. And he bought a parcel of field. He's really settling down now. Where he had spread his tent at the hand of the children of Hamor, Shechem's father, for 100 pieces of money. And he erected there an altar and called it Elehe Israel. Now that word, and I'm not going to say it again. Okay, it literally means God, the God of Israel. And it's interesting, this is the first time that Jacob, that's recorded, that he actually used that name Israel. Remember, he wrestled with the Lord. What is your name? My name's Jacob. Your name's not Jacob anymore. Your name's Israel. Well, this is the first time he settled in and he said, this is the God of Israel. Speak not of the nation of Israel, but the God of my God. Are you following? Difference. This is my God. Well, let me read the note that I have here. Jacob then came to Shechem, buys property, and pitches his tent and settles down for a while. It's good that Jacob had made it to the promised land. Jacob even erected an altar, and there he called it El Elehe Israel, meaning God, the God of Israel. It is significant for the first time in naming the altar that Jacob used his name for the first time, Israel. The altar was good, but complete obedience is better. 1 Samuel 15:22. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. For a while, my wife, we don't have kids much as like we used to at the house. She had on the refrigerator a sign that said, partial obedience is disobedience. Okay, that's aimed toward the kids. I hope it wasn't aimed toward me. You know, the kids, well, partial obedience is disobedience. And as we look at this, we think everything's fine on the surface. But there was a problem here. God wanted him back in Bethel, not Shechem. How do you know? Well, I'm glad you asked. Genesis 31, 13. Let me read this to you. When he was still at Laban's place, he said, now I'm the God of Bethel, where thou anointest the pillar. Remember Bethel? God said, I'm that God. Now arise and get thee out of thy land and return into the land of kindred. Meaning, I want you to come back where I met you, there at Bethel. Well, he didn't. And something happened in chapter number 34 that we'll look next week. That because Jacob wasn't fully in the will of God, let me just put it that way, Jacob and his family paid a price. Remember, he pitched his tent toward the city. He's going to stay there a while. And he stopped at Shechem, and he stayed. A price will be paid, a terrible price, that will scar the family for the rest of their life. Look with me to, next week we'll look at chapter number 34. Most of you know what takes place in chapter number 34. Dinah, that his only daughter that we know of at that time, she goes out into the city. By now, Dinah's a teenager. As the timelines, you know, she's a teenager. She has no friends, nothing but brothers. So we find in chapter 34, we'll look at it. I'm setting something here for a minute. Bear with me. She starts hanging out with the friends in Shechem. And she gets in trouble. And some awful things happen there in Shechem. And look in chapter 35, verse number 1. So you don't think I'm overemphasizing this, okay? And God said unto Jacob, now arise, and you go to Bethel. You dwell there. It's where he should have went in the first place. Are you following? He told him when he was at Laban, I want you to go. I'm the God of Bethel. I want you to come back. Well, ain't this good enough? I'm in the promised land. No, it's not good enough. Partial obedience is disobedience. Finally, Jacob learned his lesson, and God said, okay, Jacob, I want you to come to Bethel. In chapter 35, verse number 1, boy, but did Jacob pay a price? Did Dinah pay a price? Did his family pay a price? It always pays to be in the center of God's will. To be where God wants you, when he wants you, not where you want to be. So as most people kind of rejoice and think, well, chapter number 33, boy, he's close to home. Yeah, but he's not where God wanted him to be. Because he wasn't where God wanted him to be, boy, terrible things happened that scarred his whole family. Folk, are we living in God's will? Or are we kind of doing our own thing, making our own paths and settling and pitching our tents toward that city when God really wants us here? That's what we're learning from Jacob. By the way, he's growing in the Lord. Don't we all take our lumps and our bruises? Boy, we all mess up. I ain't picking on Jacob. We're just as bad as he is, if not worse. We mess up, but Jacob learned from his mistakes. And we'll see that as we get past chapter number 34. Let's pray. Our Father, again, we thank you for your word, for what we learn. Lord, we know that these are not just stories that we read about the Hebrew people, but these are truths of Scripture that apply to us in our lives that we hopefully can learn from them and, Lord, not make the same mistakes. But, Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for that saving grace, for the forgiving God that you are. Lord, we thank you for your mercy and your love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And bless this morning worship service. May you be pleased in the words of our mouth, the meditations of our heart will be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. I hope you join us next week for chapter 34.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.